Welcome to the Learn Hindi Daily Show. To get us started, let's learn a phrase. What do you do for a living? Spoken to a man, you would say,
Aap kya kaam karte hain? Aap kya kaam karte hain?
But spoken to a woman, you would say,
Aap kya kaam karti hain? Aap kya kaam karti hain?
This literally means, what work do you do? But you could use it in the same place in a conversation that you would say, what do you do for a living? So for example, aap kya kaam karte hain?
Hum koi kaam nahi karte.
You don't do any work?
No.
Ya kaam hai na?
Hum hindi sikhate hain.
Sikhate hain. Or aap kya kaam karte hain?
मैं घर में काम करती हूँ और हिंदी सिखाती हूँ.
You do housework and you do Hindi teaching. So now you can go up to somebody today and say, आप क्या काम करते हैं? Or आप क्या काम करती हैं? Depending upon if you're talking to a man or a woman. Now for a letter sound of the day, I have something a little different in mind. There's actually three letters I want to go over. A, A, and O. And not so much from a sound perspective, but from the way that they look. You see, A, in its matra form, is just a little slash on the top of the letters. And if you look at the letter for A, it looks like an 3 with the two lines in the bar. But then if you look at O, it looks like a combination of A plus A in matra form. So you have to be very careful that whenever you see that slash on the top, it's only with a consonant that is A. In other places, it may actually be an O. And you can see this in the examples we have today. Let's look at some examples. A, you can see in its matra form in the postposition 4.
Ke liye. Ke liye.
The important thing is going to be looking at the picture where I have the A part highlighted in red. And you can see the little slash on top above the ka, there's k, and above the ya, yay, you see. Another one is, please do.
Kijiye. Kijiye.
You see above the ya, there's the a in red again. Also, look at the example of a in its matra form. This is just a line after the consonant. Name.
Naam.
And you can see the a part in red. Price.
Dam.
What?
Yeah.
Let's look at O in its matra form. If you look at the word to sleep, which also means gold,
Sona.
You see there's something after the sa that looks like the A with the A on top of it. But this is not A with A. Instead it's O, a completely different symbol. It's important that you see O as O and not as a combination of A plus A. Let's look at another one. To speak?
Bolna. Bolna.
You see how there's that O after the ba? Now, make sure you're clear on what this symbol looks like. It's a slash on top with a line going down after the letter. The postposition 2.
Go. Go.
Okay. So today, look out for these three things. Look out for A in its matra form, A in its matra form, and O, and make sure you see O as being a separate character. Well, did you get our mystery word from the last episode? What was it?
Khali.
Khali.
And it means empty or vacant. And we gave you the example sentence.
Wah almari khali hai.
Wah almari khali hai.
That cabinet is empty. It's very important to point out that Kali is an adjective that ends in E. Since it doesn't end in A, there's no change between when you use Kali with a feminine noun versus a masculine noun versus a plural masculine noun. It's always Kali. Gur, meaning house, is masculine. Ya gur Kali nahi hai. This house is not empty. Let's give you some other related words. Wo
bhara.
Bhara.
This is the opposite of kali, but it ends in a, and it will change to agree with the gender and number of the thing that it's describing. For example, if I want to say that cabinet is full,
वह अलमारी भरी है. वह अलमारी भरी है.
You see how the a changed to e? And that's true with all a-ending adjectives. A verb, which means to actually to fill, is
bharna.
Bharna.
And the opposite verb, which means to empty,
khali. Karna. Khali karna.
Khali karna.
Let's give you a mystery word to try to listen out for and understand. And tomorrow you can check back to see if you're right.
Chota.
Chota.
And here's an example sentence.
Mera chota beta school mein hai.
Mera chota beta school mein hai.
Very good. Well, Laura left the answers to yesterday's grammar exercises as a comment on the site. I'll say it in English and I'll have Narendra Ji say it in Hindi. He ate.
उसने खाया.
They made.
उन्होंने बनाया.
She ate bread.
उसने रोटी खाई.
We ate bread.
हमने रोटी खाई.
I ate one apple.
मैंने एक सेब खाया.
They made two tables.
उन्होंने दो मेजें बनाई.
Ram made a door.
राम ने एक दरवाजा खाया.
Just kidding, it's really
Ram ne ek darwaza banaya.
So good job, Lara. Keep up the good work and a good sense of humor on the last one. I know that sometimes I get carried away with the grammar and with making every permutation of sentences, that sometimes I create sentences of people doing impossible or improbable things like eating doors. But it's always good to add a little fun. It makes learning easier. Today, let's go over the future tense and focus only on the first person. To get us started, let's go over some examples. I will come.
मैं आऊंगा.
मैं आऊंगी.
I will go.
मैं जाऊंगा.
मैं जाऊंगी.
I will eat.
मैं खाऊंगा.
मैं खाऊंगी.
I will dance.
मैं नाचूंगा.
मैं नाचूंगी.
How does this work? Let's go through it step by step. Step 1, get the verb stem. Do this by dropping off the na at the end of the verb. For example, to come, ana, the verb stem is just a. To go, jana, the verb stem is ja. To eat, kana, the verb stem is ka. And to dance, nachna, the verb stem is just notch. Step 2, add ng to the verb stem. When possible, this will combine with the last letter of the verb stem. In the example, you will see this with nachna, to dance. The verb stem a becomes aung, ja becomes jaung, and ka becomes kaung. And then notch, that ng, becomes combined with the cha at the end, so nachung. And you can see this in the notes. Step 3, add ga or gi ending to agree with the gender of the subject. If me, the word for I, refers to a man, then add ga on the end. But if it refers to a woman, add gi. You can see the same a, e endings that you see with masculine and feminine. For example, to come, ana, you got the verb stem a, added un, got aung, and for masculine will come aunga. Feminine will come, aungi. And you can see the same thing for to go, to eat, and to dance. So now you need a test to see that you understand the pattern. I put a list of verbs here. Try creating the I will version of these sentences using these verbs. To run.
Dorna.
To learn.
Sikhna.
To think.
Sochna.
To speak.
Bolna.
To work.
Kaam karna.
Check back tomorrow to see if you got them right. And go ahead and post these sentences and any other first person future tense sentences that you can make. Suresh left a comment on yesterday's show. He says, Daryl, two alternate words for patra, which means letter, are?
Khat. Chitti.
So you can use khat or chitti instead of patra. Regards, Suresh, an online Hindi tutor. Thanks, Suresh. Your comments are always appreciated. I recently had some listeners email me about some misunderstandings regarding the cost of the paid subscriber program. The paid subscriber program used to be cheaper. At the very beginning, it was only $12 per year, and we had quite a number of people sign up at that rate. They will be at that rate as long as they stay members. They will not see a rate increase. After a few months, we changed it to $12 every 6 months, only for the new people that signed up. The people that signed up before that didn't see any change, and also the people that signed up at the $12 for 6 months rate won't see any change either. Then after some more months, we changed it to $12 every 4 months for new subscribers, keeping everyone who signed up previously at their current rate. And then the same thing happened when we changed it to $12 every 3 months, and that's what the price is right now. And if you sign up at that rate, it won't ever go up for you. If you are a paid subscriber, thank you very much for your support. If you're not a paid subscriber, you should consider becoming one today. There are several benefits that I want to make sure you know about. First, you can easily download an entire month's worth of episodes in a zip file. This can make it quite easy to copy to a CD and listen to it in a car, or copy it over to your iPhone or other MP3 player. And we put the written content associated with the lessons in a PDF that you could download and print out or download and read offline. And we have this from May 2009 all the way to April 2011, so a full 2 years of content. Two, we are starting to combine the content into zip files and PDFs in a more useful way. Right now we're working on going through Suresh's lessons and adding them. Three, we have some bonus content such as a PDF version of the 25 Hindi word find puzzles and the Hindi consonants booklet and CDs, as well as some line-by-line content for older episodes. And then four, we have discounts on Hindi learning products. Now, one thing is we can only ship within the United States of America due to the cost of shipping externally and customs and things like that. But if you are in the U.S., you want to take advantage of these discounts, such as a $20 savings on the Namasteji Elementary Hindi textbook, 50% discount on Navneet Kids Primer, 50% discount on the Hindi Phonics Vocabulary Workbook, 50% discount on the printed version of the 25 Hindi Word Find Puzzle Booklet, 50% discount on the Hindi keyboard stickers. So if you want to type in Hindi, it'll help to have the actual stickers on your keyboard, and we sell them for 50% off to paid subscribers. Also, 50% discount the Hindi alphabet flashcards for paid subscribers. So if you're learning your letters, you might want to become a paid subscriber and get the Hindi flashcards. And then the fifth reason is just good karma. When you become a paid subscriber, you support the site, allowing for us to continue to offer 99% of our content materials absolutely free. Not everyone might be in a position to pay, and we really want to make a resource available that allows anybody to learn Hindi regardless of what their economic situation might be. So through the generosity of some, we're able to offer the service largely to everybody. So surely good things will come your way because of this. And we will be adding additional benefits on an ongoing basis. In order to encourage you to give it a try, I want to offer you a special deal. Use the subscribe button in today's lesson and get 1 week of paid subscriber access absolutely free. If you cancel within a week, you pay absolutely $0, but if you like it, then don't cancel and pay $12 every 3 months automatically. This deal is only available through the link in today's lesson. So first week free, cancel anytime. And it's safe and secure. PayPal, the industry standard online payments leader, handles all of the security and payments to ensure that your credit card information is safe. We never ever get your credit card information. PayPal handles all of that. And you do not need a PayPal account to sign up. You can actually just sign up by putting your credit card information in there. And if you have any questions or comments or any problems, then you can always email me at nathan@ispeakhindi.com. And you can also call me on my cell, 832-620-6385. Well, let's continue on with something more advanced. Today we will continue to go over the Clever Crow story. Let's look at the words in the first few lines. Smart, intelligent, clever.
Samajhdar.
Crow.
Kauwa.
One time or once.
Ek bar.
Too hot.
Bhari garmi.
To fall.
Parna.
Was falling.
Par rahi thi.
One crow or a crow.
Ek kauwa.
I should point out that in Hindi, there's really no words for a, an, or the. So sometimes you see ek, the word meaning one, used in places that English speakers might use an a, an, or the. Too thirsty.
Bada pyasa.
Was.
Tha.
It, but it's oblique and has the past tense marker ne.
Usne.
Here.
Idhar.
And this idhar is a synonym for yaha. There.
Udhar.
Which is a synonym for vaha. To fly.
Urna.
To search.
Dhundna.
Flew and searched for water.
Udkar pani dhundra.
Water.
Pani.
Anywhere.
Kahin.
Not found.
Namla.
Miss Meenaji, can you read just the first few sentences up to the part where we stop covering the words?
Ek baar bhari garmi pad rahi thi. Ek kawa bada pyasa tha. Usne idhar udhar udkar pani dhunda. Pani kahin na mila.
Well, very good. So let's go over the first sentence. So ek bar badi garmi pad rahi thi. One time it was completely hot.
Be hot.
Very hot.
Garmi pad rahi thi means heat was falling down.
Heat was falling down, pressing on me. It was just coming.
Coming.
Ek kawa bara pyas da.
So pyasa tha.
Pyasa tha. Ek kawa bara pyasa tha. A crow was very thirsty.
Yes.
Usne idhar udhar udkar pani dunda. It flew here and there and looked for water.
Right.
So idhar udhar, here and there. Pani kahi na mila. Water could not be found.
Yes.
Water was not found. Pani kahi na mila.
Yes.
Now we know what the first few sentences means and some words out of that. So let's have Narendra Ji pick up the story where we left off and see where those words are repeated, and if you could figure out those sentences, and we'll go over them in the next few episodes. So,
achanak usse ek ghara dikhai diya. Kauwa bahut khush hua. Wah urkar ghare ke paas pahuncha. Lekin ghare mein pani kam tha. इसलिए कौवे की चोंच पानी तक न पहुंच सकी. कौवे ने एक उपाय सोचा. वह अपनी चोंच से कंकर उठाकर घड़े में डालने लगा. एक, दो, तीन, चार, पाँच, छः, सात, आठ, नौ, दस. इसी तरह कौवा घड़े में कंकर डालता गया. धीरे धीरे घड़े का पानी ऊपर चढ़ आया. कौवा घड़े पर जा बैठा. लो, उसकी चोंच पानी तक पहुंच गई. कौवे ने खूब पानी पिया. फिर वह पेड़ पर आराम करने चला गया।
Well, I hope you enjoyed the story so far, and tune in with us tomorrow. And until then,
शुभकामनाओं के साथ फिर मिलेंगे।
फिर मिलेंगे।